Well, it's a beautiful, what a beautiful bank holiday Monday it's been. Now everything's winding down, and there's a large roast chicken in the oven. All the trimmings, roast parsnips, all kinds of stuff. Bottle of white wine on the way. Chocolate tart. We're gonna eat it all outside. And the sun is just blazing down. And for a minute, just for 1 minute, I thought I was in Spain. We took the kids to the Reigate Park, which they've poured a huge amount of money into this park, and it's incredible for kids. It's all sand-based. It's got a big wooden pirate ship in the middle. But I sat down, closed my eyes, put my toes in the sand, warm sand, and one of the kids was jumping up and down on one of these water fountain things. And a few drops of cold water hit my skin, and it's all it took to transport me to the Mediterranean. Man, a couple of years, we'll be there. We have to do it. So, relaxing now. Carl, the guy, I thought he'd had a day off, the farmhand who lives next door to me, my neighbour. Christ, he works hard. But I'm looking over towards the farm, and oh, it could be Henry, actually. They're essentially doing something mechanical. The cows are chilling out after a hard day spent whacking flies off their eyeballs, their ears, which I don't envy at all. And it's the last day of summer. And again, it's the second summer we've had here. And people moan, it's not the best summer we've had. You live in England, you should be used to it by now. Just relish the sun we've got. And if you need sun that badly, and you have the wherewithal and the resources, then go and live somewhere sunny. That's what I say. I like something Hannah Nicklin tweeted about the other day. She said, "I want bonfire night," and then dropped in a description of dewy frosts. And, you know, I have an inkling to go and live somewhere baking hot. That is my dominant mode. But the more I think about it, the more I would miss England. Even though our seasons aren't as sharply defined as I'm sure they once were before we hacked the environment. Dewy frosts, bonfire night, crackling of fire, smoke, the smell of smoke, coming in after a hard day and it being dark, cozying up. All of that stuff is part of England. And going into a kind of new era. Next week, change of career path and lifestyle, really. Because I'm not having a job career anymore. I'm freelancing wherever I can get it. Heidi goes to school, another end of an era. Me and Rachel have been married for years now. It'll be 10th anniversary this year of being married. We knew each other before that. So, life moves on. Life moves on. And I've noticed something that's happening. Even though Audioboo's only been around for, what, 4 or 5 months, maybe? I look back on the first Audioboos I did when I got this iPhone, which was totally random. And they're all human life is there. And people who are starting to drop off my radar in terms of a daily basis, like Ben, who used to work with us, he's gone to Australia. I may not see him again because he's coming back to Jellyfish in the year. I'll be long gone. Mike, one of my best friends on this earth, who I'm going to need to make an effort to keep in touch with, but I won't see on a daily basis. Gavin Leone, who I'm going to keep biking with. Really, it's all about stentorian effort. Huge, stentorian's the wrong word. Herculean effort. To make those, to keep nurturing those relationships, the important ones, otherwise they fade away. And most people, I think that's a default mode. Everyone knows that, you know. You move in a network of people for a while, then if you're not kind of given the luxury of that person being physically present every day, and you taking that for granted, then most people let those relationships wither and fade. And it's up to us to make sure that doesn't happen. Also, I'm excited. Going to make some new friends, going to be working in the city, coding, no politics, hopefully not many meetings, just raw code, and working for a good cause. So the one thing I'm a little bit worried about is the iPhone, because this one's going back to the office. I've set up my own company, had one before, but this is actually Buddha Magnet Limited. And what I'm hoping to do, it seems like the appropriate time to do it, is to get an iPhone 3GS through the company. You can't get them for love or money anywhere at the moment, so I may be without iPhone for a few weeks, possibly. So that means no audio boo. But let's see. Let's see what happens. Anyone wants to donate one to me? Of course, that'd be awesome. But very, very unlikely. So wherever you are on this Sunday, if you're in the UK, enjoy the sun, whatever you're up to tomorrow. If it's not right for your life and you've been thinking and stalling and, well, you're too scared, make this week the week where you think, right, it's my life, I'm precious, it's important that I'm where I should be. What can I do today to start myself on that road? Because that's all I did. And it's happening. If you're in America, you're probably asleep. If you're anywhere in the world listening to this and you're of any interest at all, I wish you all the success. Best wishes in whatever you're trying to do, as long as it's a good thing you're trying to do. That's it from me. I can smell chicken wafting out of the air vent on the side of the cottage. I better go and chow down me some poultry.